We've been laughing about a joke for like 20 minutes. That's how we should open it. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. As always, it's me, Jesse Cosplays with
Kira Cosplays. Over their teapot. Oh, it's fine. Everything's fine. We have a lot of things to talk about today. You guys have no idea why we're laughing. Oh my god.
It's currently 3:22 a.m. Just letting you guys know.
Oh. Yeah, we're probably going to do a lot of laughing simply because we're tired. Good.
That was funny.
God. Should we tell them what happened?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, like, I'm a very, like, itchy person. Like, out of nowhere, like, you'll turn around and I'll be, like, itching my arm or itching something.
It'd be like...
it'd be
vicious.
And, like, she was like, okay, so I'm gonna say this. And, like, cause, you know, it's routine. And she was like... She was like, okay. And she, like, reached forward and then she stopped. She itched her arm and it was, like, it was vicious sounding. And she was just like, and she said something. I was like, I felt that in my soul. I felt that in my ass cheeks. Alright, anyways.
Back to the podcast.
Yeah, back to the podcast. We didn't talk about this last podcast, but here is what we have been watching.
Oh, yeah. So, I guess I'll just go straight
first,
into it.
Yeah.
So, I've been rewatching Black Butler. I don't know. I remember, I you had asked me, you were like, what are you watching? And I was like, I'm just rewatching Black Butler. You were like, what's up with you rewatching stuff? Oh my god. I just can't help but rewatch things, especially when, like, I really like the anime. I just go back and rewatch it, because it's just so good. So, yeah, I've been watching Black Butler.
Yeah, I haven't been rewatching anything. I move on.
You
like
move
an adult.
On.
And like, I'm kidding. And like, I just finished Danganronpa V3,
mm-hmm.
which is really good. And it's a video game, so technically it's not an anime, but I'm hoping they'll make it into an anime. The dude I watched that played it, because you know, I'm not gonna play it because I'm a broke soul. And like, the person had like 51 parts, and each episode ranged from like 40
God.
Minutes to. 100
100
to like an hour and like 30 minutes, so like, yeah, there was a lot. In other news, I don't know how to say it, so like, I may butcher it, even though it's like one of my favorite studios, but Koito Animation got burned down.
Oh, yeah,
which is really, really sad. They made A Silent Voice, they made Free. They made so much stuff.
K-On. They just, like, made, like, animes that, like, people, like, really enjoy. Like, some of the animes that, like, people, like, watch and stuff. And, like, I was surprised to hear, like, I didn't expect that.
I didn't look too much into it because I was too sad about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it's been kind of rough. We were trying to think of podcast ideas, and to be honest, we just kept writing about things that made us laugh.
Yeah.
In other news, I joined a couple of cosplay contests, and, like, I just kind of did it to kind of spike my confidence and make me feel better. And one of the other things I did was for this cosplayer, whose name is Oliver, but for the life of me, I really can't pronounce his name and his Instagram name, but I know his TikTok is Stars and Vodka. Which I happened to find him. And he was doing a fan art contest. And if you guys don't know, I have a art account on Instagram called Kira.bad. Kira.bad.art, because, you know, I can't think of anything original. And I ended up putting it on my cosplay account. But I did a kind of like fan art tribute and entry that consisted of a bunch of stuff. But... I, like, out of nowhere last night, because that last night was the end of the contest, I was just kind of like, I thought it was going to be kind of like the contest that they do for cosplay, where they release a couple photos and you have to like it, and I really wasn't expecting anything from it. And last night, because, like, Oliver is one of my favorite cosplayers. He's just very, he's very real. You know what I mean? And he does cosplays that he really enjoys, and he doesn't, it doesn't matter to him if he does a bunch of TikToks from it and people get annoyed, because he likes it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's mentioned that before, and I really enjoy everything he does. So, you know. And, like, last night, I was charging my phone because my phone done died because I'm stupid. And, like, I turn on my phone. I, you know, I'm sitting on the toilet.
The pot.
That's what we Southerners call it. I'm sitting on, like, the toilet and, like, you know, did my business. You know, everyone takes their phone. I turned on my phone and I just, like, it takes forever for my phone to turn on because I got a dyno phone. So, like, I did my business and, like, I washed my hands. As I'm walking out, I look at my phone and it says that I got something from Oliver. And I was like, what the fuck? Oh my God. So I open it and I was like, hey, thank you for everyone that did the contest. This person's our winner. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so happy for that person. Like, that's awesome. I looked down, it's my name. And I about cried.
For real.
I came in here, like, she thought I was about, like, something happened. Or,
yeah,
like,
I thought something serious, like crazy, or, like, just, like, something bad in general happened. But no, you were just over there fangirling.
I was like, oh my god, they put me in a post, and they said that I won, and, like, all this, and then I, like, looked, because, like, this was on my feed, so, like, you know.
Mm.
And then I look at, like, my actual, I don't even know what you call it, the little heart on Instagram that tells you, like, your followers and your likes,
like,
and stuff.
Oh, your
and what you've been mentioned in. Yeah, my notifications. Yeah. And it said that Oliver followed me. That was, like, I was in tears at that point.
For real? Oh, my God.
And I texted him my TikTok account because he asked for it. And, you know, I was chill for about an hour after, like, relaxing. And then I get another notification that he followed me on TikTok and did a TikTok saying that I was, like, the winner, and, like, a shout out to me, and, you know, I was right back to where I started at square one. But anyways, there's my, like,
your little
rant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Find them, follow him. So we wrote a bunch of things, and a lot of them were just memes and things that made us really, really laugh. So, like, let's see, one of them is I explained to Jessica yesterday because I showed her a TikTok. And basically, it was that the hospital you were born in is the only building that you did not enter, but you left. And it took her 20 minutes to figure out what that meant.
Oh my God, I was getting
frustrated.
I'm just like a slow person, so things like that don't get through my head very easily.
Really? I didn't notice. I was so bad.
Oh my God.
I was literally, like, trying to get her to understand for, like, 20 minutes.
It's, like, as the way I think about it when things, like, get explained to me, if I don't understand it, I think about it, like, in my brain, there's, like, a door. And, like, when I finally understand it, it'll, like, open and, like, go through. But for that time being about
bitch
that...
Bitch was locked.
It was locked. It was a metal door locked. Not open anytime soon until I finally understood. And so, yeah, it took a while to break that door down.
It sucked.
For real. She was, like, every single time I would look at her with a blank face, and then I can tell that she already sensed that I didn't know what she was, like, the meaning and stuff. I was just so confused. And I was like, I don't understand. And then you just, like she'd look away and disappoint me. And, like, disappoint
me. Then start all over again.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh my God.
And then start all over again, yep.
Oh, that's so funny.
Another meme, just to get that meme out of the way. There's this meme, and it is Jimmy Neutron. And he's and it's like Jimmy Neutron, right? And, like, if you DM me, I'll send it to you. Like, that's how good this meme is. And, like, basically, oh my God, it cracks me up. Basically, it says when I take my high-waisted jeans off. And it's Jimmy Neutron with his whole belly hanging out, looking like he's ready to party. Like, it's so funny.
Oh my God. I've never laughed so hard at a meme. Like,
I have.
Cracks me up so much. It's so funny to me. Only because I can relate to it. Oh, it's so funny. Oh, my God.
I want to talk about the fact that someone DM'd me on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah, yeah. Talk about that, honey.
Basically, like, they... Okay, so they never answered me back. I got in the shower tonight, and... as I was getting out of the shower, I get a video, you know, a request for a message on through a DM on Instagram. And I was just like, because it wasn't like a post or anything like that. Or I couldn't see the message because it was a video. So I got real nervous. And I decided to accept it and see what the video was anyways. And I decided to listen to it because if I listen to it and I don't hear anything, then I typically won't watch it again. Mm-hmm. But if it's, like, talking or something like that, I can understand if I got mistakenly sent it or something. I just want to know what it was. And I clicked on it, and it's this girl going, "Kira, I know that you love making me cry," or something like that. And I was just like, "Who are you?" Like, not to be rude or anything, but I just didn't remember that person. And, like, I just said, "Oh, I'm sorry to ask, but who are you? I'm really bad with names and stuff like that." And, like, they saw it, and they never answered me back. And, like, this person does not follow me.
I don't follow,
like, anyone but, like, Shane Dawson that I, like, follow.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, I was trying to figure out, because, like, I remember you, like, came in, you're like, "Do you know who this person is?" And, like, you explained to me, and I was like, "Have you checked Oliver's Instagram account, you know, Stars and Vodka?"
Yeah, because I got a shout-out, and there were some people following me from it.
Yeah, and, like, we looked at the follow, like, the people that they follow, the person that sent her the video, and, like, they did not follow, like, Oliver or anyone, and so it was just, like, really weird. It was really, really weird.
They have, like, their profile picture is a cat choking on spaghetti.
That sounded like a whole scream. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I feel like.
Are you in control?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, Mom.
I deleted the virus.
We've been laughing about that forever. Oh, like, we sat here for 20 minutes laughing
because we could hear the little boy's voice so clear in our head when he's like, "I deleted the virus. Oh my God, Mom."
Oh, but it's so funny. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We're really not doing good about keeping track on here.
We get distracted too much.
Let's talk about Shane's new video.
Yeah, the one with Eugenia Cooney.
Mm-hmm.
I remember... Oh, my God. Let me, like, just explain. Like, I remember I forget how I seen it. I'm pretty sure it was just, like, Instagram. Like, I seen something, like, Shane posted it or something like that. Or, like, someone. And I just remember we were on a call, mm-hmm. on a video call, and then I was like, "Oh my God, Shane uploaded a video," and then you were like, I just remember you were like, "Really?" And then I was like, "Yeah," and then I like looked at like the little thumbnail, that whatever you want to call it, the picture, and I seen Eugenia Cooney, and that was the least I expected for a video with Shane Dawson. I did not expect that. Like it was just because like she literally had like fell off of like the edge of the
fell earth, yeah, like, she did not,
like, she just like disappeared for so long, and like
of everything, like there wasn't even like a "Hey guys," like this, like that. There was no updates that I know of. There was nothing, and like we didn't hear anything or see anything from her. To be honest, I know this may sound really rude, but I really thought she died, and it really scared me, but I felt like many I would have seen that, yeah, everywhere.
Many people thought that, actually. Yeah, but that's the least I expected. I did not expect Eugenia Cooney to be in the video with Shane.
Excuse me. Speaking of things unexpected, I'm really sorry this is out of nowhere again, but like tonight, like me and Jess were sitting in the living room, and a couple months ago, I think it was like a month or two ago, someone tried to break into our house, and like I've been a little like nervous because of it. And we heard something come from what door actually someone tried to break into. And I got up really slowly and I started to walk over there. And Jessica, like, got scared, so she, like, started to walk over too. And, like, I walked down the hallway and I heard it coming from above me. So, like, I look up the stairs and my dad is, like, sitting there, like, because he sleepwalked really bad. He's just, like, tilting back and forth. I was like, Dad, go back to bed. He, like, starts walking. And, like, my dad was dead asleep. You know how I know my dad was dead asleep? Because he looked like he was wearing a thong. His boxers were just so up his ass.
God. Oh, my God.
What happened to you?
The chili finally made its way to me. It just made its way out of my body. Oh, my God.
I swear to God, if you sit up and it smells like beans, I'm leaving forever.
Oh, God. I pray it doesn't.
You only want me when I'm big. Anyone who knows that, that's One Direction.
God. Oh, that was funny.
That's something we can cross off, though. I don't think we need to talk about it. What else should we talk about? I got Jesse into Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, my God. I felt like I would never be able to get into it because, like, it just didn't seem like something I would, like, get into. Just seeing the word opera in the name, I was like, yeah, this is not my type of thing. But it was a glorious thing.
I made her listen to the music and she started to really like the music. Actually, I forced her to sing song with me, actually. Yeah. Like a choir medley.
Forced into it. I was like, I don't like this. And then I just started singing along. And yeah,
loving it. And then we wanted to watch a movie and we watched it 3 times that night. So yeah. I just want to say this is like not this is not musical nor anime related, but I'm freaking excited for The Last of Us 2, which you don't know about, but it's a game, and I'm just like, I want it so bad. I've seen the trailers, I've seen everything, the people on it, just everything. I really, really, really am looking forward to it. I'm like,
I feel like I've heard of it, but I haven't, like, I have to, like, see what it is to see if I know it. Because I feel like I heard the name before, but I can't really tell. So I had to, like, see, actually see if I know it.
I think you would. It's a pretty popular game. The first 5 minutes make you cry, or 10 minutes, so, like...
Is there, like, a zombie apocalypse or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what it is then. I never really watched the, like, gameplay, whatever, but I know what you're talking about.
I think I made you watch just the beginning of it. Yeah, just the beginning,
I think. Yeah, the beginning.
Because I was hoping to get you into some type of game, because I like gaming. So this is, like, really out of the blue, but I don't remember what ended up becoming this conversation, but me and Jess here had, like, a whole, like, probably 3-hour conversation, something like that, about just our emo phase.
Oh, my God. I don't even know how it started. I don't know how it started. Oh, my God.
Basically, my emo phase started in 6th grade, I think. And it was all because of Diegosaurus.
My God. Just thinking about the name. Like just thinking about the names in general.
Thinking
like
about
the people,
when you,
like,
now was popular. Because I don't think it's popular anymore, is it?
Not really, no. Like, there was Diegosaurus and there was, like, these other people. I forgot. I can't remember who they were.
There's this one dude I used to talk to, like, 24/7 on You Now. And, like, I started a trend of my name and his name put together.
Are you serious?
Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, my God. I also lost the marker that I was using. Okay.
There's this, oh my God, there's these, like, people, like, I think, I'm pretty sure I've seen them on, what's it called? From You Now? I think it was From You Now. But, like, I literally can't even remember. I think they're, like, friends with Eugene Acuna, actually. But, like, I used to, like, always watch their videos and stuff during this time, because, like, I remember, like, when I was also in my, you know, little emo phase, I constantly would watch them, and I had to look for them sometime later. It's like, I just can't remember their names, but I just remember, like, always watching them, like, on YouTube and everything. I was just in love. My God, I can't. But I definitely remember Diegosaurus. Like, I can't forget that. We were, like, always, like...
watching him. Always.
Yeah, always. But yeah.
I really remember that one dude. I remember what he looks like. I just don't remember his name for some reason, which makes no sense. Because he did... He did, like, a video on YouNow, like, a live stream on YouNow every single night. And I watched every single night, and I talked to him on
I feel like I...
Like, people came and left on YouNow videos so much, and, like, I stayed on his YouNow till he finished it. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, we just talked the entire time. I think I had you talking to him at one point with me, and, like, basically it cracked me up because, like, I basically just, like, was joking around because, like, we had said something, and it was, like, it wasn't flirty or anything. It was just, like... You know, oh, I love your videos. And it's like, and I was like, oh, I really like your eyes. He's like, I bet I'd like your eyes too if I saw them. And he was like, it was like joking around and stuff. And I was like, hashtag Kira, X, whatever his name was. And I started a trend of our name put together. So every single time I went on there, it was a trend. It was funny. Oh my
god. I remember I used to always want to like go on YouNow and just like do my little lives. I remember one time I actually did, but like, I, you know, I was too awkward even for that kind of stuff, so
yeah, I always ended up going on there and not doing anything but sitting there, and then when someone entered they'd be like boobies, I'd be like no.
For real. Oh my god.
Oh, it cracks me up. Anyways, but like the way my emo phase consisted of constantly black nails, completely black outfits with like, it'd be like ripped jeans, either a leather jacket or a really like big black hoodie, constantly listening to so-called alternative or emo music. My hair was swooped to one side, under one eye, like over one eye, under one eye.
Under one eye.
I only put black in my waterline or like under my eyes, like never on top, just under. And it'd only be the one eye because the other eye would be covered up the entire day.
Girl, that's rough. Just saying. Like, okay, like, for me, like, during those times, I never, like, really showed that kind of side of me, like, in public, because, like, I just kind of felt like it was kind of like, a little bit embarrassing. So, it would usually just be, like, when I'm at home, you know, I'd embrace that side of me. But, like, on, like, it was just, like, kind of, like, honestly, it was kind of, like, weird and, like, strange. It just wasn't really... How would I put it into words? It just wasn't there. That makes no sense, but I'm gonna explain. Like, at that time, I, like, would also kind of do the, like, hair thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would use... Like, I had really long hair, like, not as, like, long as it used to be, like, years back. But, like, it was longer than it is now. And, like, I remember never...
Oh. There's a lot of clocks in here.
But, like, I just remember having my, like, I would, like, get just a bunch of hair from, like, the top of my head and, you know, swoop it down kind of as if they were, like, bangs kind of, but just, like, kind of going from one side down. So it wasn't, like, full-on bangs, but kind of like that, what you would typically see on an emo hairstyle. And I thought about, like, cutting my hair at the time into that kind of... You know, hairstyle.
I'm so glad I didn't.
Like, I'm glad I also didn't, but, like, I knew at the time it was, like, it wouldn't be a good idea. Like, I don't know nothing about cutting my own hair.
Oh, if my parents would let me, I would have totally. I didn't care.
I just, like, I kind of, like, trusted my gut, and I was, like, it's not gonna work because I know nothing about cutting hair. So, if I even tried, I'd look like I got into a fight and, like...
Oh, hair. The Lorax.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. For real. But, like... I feel like I would have looked like I got into a fight and, like, my hair just got, like, pulled out of my scalp. So, like, I didn't go there, but, like, I would still try and grab some of my hair, like, natural hair to do that. So, yeah, it was rough even for me. We both had our rough emo phases.
Oh, my God. Please talk about the blindfold bride single.
Oh my god. I just remember you crack it up when I saw you.
Oh, it's so funny.
So, during our little rant to each other about our emo phases, I remember I brought up this one specific day that there was a Cinco de Mayo festival. And let me tell you, at this time, I was like, it was still kind of like in my emo phase. I had this one Blackville Bride shirt. All black, obviously, and I remember putting that.
I remember you saying it was scorching
like,
hot
up. It was, and I just remember still like putting this Black Veil Brides shirt on with jeans and walking out of my own house like that. And it was scorching. Scorching hot. Scorching.
Oh my god.
And I just remember getting into the car and going to that Cinco de Mayo festival. And, like, I never really thought much of it at the time, but now that I think about it, I'm just like, I was such an embarrassment. And, the worst thing is it was scorching. It was scorching hot outside, and I'm over here wearing a Black Veil Brides shirt with jeans. Like,
oh my god, what was I thinking?
Just embrace it. As soon as it ends. My god, but yeah, my little story time about the time I wore a Black Veil Brides shirt to a Cinco de Mayo festival while it was scorching hot out.
I used to do stuff like that all the time when I was in my emo phase. And like, again, I told you before that I remember wearing all black. I'll tell you about it in a bit, but like, I had white headphones that like I had to pay for black.
Oh my god.
I don't think I'll tell you why, but I'll tell you the gist. And like, basically it was all black but with like white headphones. You know, with my music and everything. And like, I remember going out in the heat because like I used to work outside like a lot when I was younger. And all I can remember is roasted like a whole turkey. Like a whole roasted turkey. And like
a rotisserie chicken.
Okay, a whole rotisserie chicken. And like, if I didn't want to die then, I surely wanted to die when I was out in that heat, that's for sure. I was hoping I could. Oh, maybe the crows would eat me. Like, it was bad. I was sitting there thinking I was a whole chicken tender. Like, it was bad.
Oh my god.
Anyways, let's talk about the appendicitis. When I was younger, I had appendicitis. And if you don't know what appendicitis is, it's when your appendix bursts. And, like, basically, when you... your appendix bursts, like, you're in extreme pain. And I was in, like, so much pain that I really couldn't control anything.
I'm butting in, but I think it was either your grandpa or your dad that had mentioned that you're on the floor crying from how much it hurt, I think. I don't remember.
When my appendix actually, like, when I was in the hospital, I was in so much pain that I couldn't get out of the hospital bed. But when my appendix actually burst, because it burst in the hospital, my grandpa was the only one there, my poor grandpa. Oh. And I, like, have never cried. No, that's wrong. I've only cried this hard one other time, but that's not something I'm willing to share.
Oh, my God.
But, like, I was crying so hard that I was on the floor. I couldn't even breathe. I couldn't even see. I was in so much pain. And then nurse came in. I didn't even hear her come in. I was in so much pain. I didn't hear anybody around me. I was too busy sobbing. Like, I was screaming. Like, I was legitimately screaming. Anyways, that's not what this is about. This is about when they took me to do, like, a scan. And basically, I didn't have... this is about to be really gross, so I'm really sorry. But I didn't have any control of my bladder. And, like, I had an accident. And the accident got on the headphones. And, like, it was just really bad. I had to paint them. It was so bad. It was rough. That's all I gotta say. Speaking of email, we're gonna substitute her name, but there used to be a girl in our fifth grade class. Let's call her Sally.
Sally.
And Sally, like, used to sharpen her nails into, like, points because she said that she wanted to, like, stab people.
Oh my god.
She drew creepypasta all the time, or anything bloody.
Yeah.
And she'd just laugh while she, like, wrote, like, drew it, and she'd be like, blood is, like, so much fun, and, like, stuff like that, and I'd just be like, oh, drawing it is, like, cool, you know what I mean? Because, like, it can be fun to draw, as creepy as that might sound. And, like, she used to, like, have the swoop, the hair swoop.
Oh, yeah, the, you know, typical emo hairstyle, yeah.
She said when she was finally able to, she was going to sharpen... She started to sharpen her teeth also.
I'm sorry.
She wanted to look like Kirishima.
Oh, my God. A whole shark. Oh, my God.
But, like, it was scary because I remember her, like... I remember I tripped because she was, like... If you were nice to her, she was pretty nice to you anyway. Yeah, yeah. She was nice, so, like... I remember I tripped and she went to grab my arm and, like, I looked like I was, like, I had been, like, ripped open. Because she grabbed me and, like, her nails scratched me open. Like, it was bad.
Oh my god, I can't imagine that. She was, honestly, like, I never really, like, I don't really talk about her very often, but when it comes to, like, bringing her up, I remember this specific day, we were in the gym, and I don't remember if you were there, but, I remember there's these other group of girls, and they're just, like, the type of girls that are, like, always ignorant and, like, constantly just saying, you know, shit about
people. Anyone in the school that we went to, this was a really bad school, to be honest.
Really,
like, it's
that.
One of the worst schools in New Jersey to actually go to. It's really awful for people to go there. So there's a lot of mean people.
For real,
like, if I hadn't gone there, I would have been so much more mentally stable.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I definitely know what you mean. Like, honestly, the only thing I really liked about Fairfield... Ooh, how about expose? Well, what's my...
You better just cut that out.
I can't even do anything about that anyway. I'm just gonna, like, skip that. You guys don't know. And I'm not gonna say it. But the only thing I liked about the school was the people that I was friends with.
At least she met me there.
Yeah. And I'm glad I met you. I think third grade. Yeah, like, I feel like it would've... Think about, like, how...
We knew each other in second grade, but We knew each other in third grade and talked because of Nina.
Yeah.
But we really became friends in fourth grade.
Yeah. It's sometimes, like, this is so off topic, but, like, I sometimes think about how I'd be, like, if I never met, like, you or, like, any of my other close friends. And it's just so weird to think about. Oh, my God. But, like, that's off topic. But, I remember being in the gym. Sally, she was there with me, and... We were just walking around because we would have to walk around, or like it was it was just a free day. That day was a free day, and there's just these group of girls. Like I said, one of those groups of people that are just so ignorant and like
mean.
Like yeah, like mean. Like they can say whatever to you and they just laugh about it. And like I forget what exactly happened to Sally, but they started like laughing at her, and she started like screaming. Like, she was screaming, like a screamo voice, like, in a, like, a hard metal song, or, like, she was literally screaming, and I looked at her, I was, like, concerned. I was concerned for my life, honestly. I feel bad for saying that, but, like, honestly, it was just plain weird. It was weird. And, like, the girls, they were, like... What is wrong with you? Are you a demon? Like, you over here, like, sound like a whole devil. Like, what is wrong with you? And they're just, like, insulting her. And then, like, I was just, like, I was trying to get her to calm down. Because at the time, I was, like, friends with her and stuff. I was trying to get her to calm down. I was, like, telling the girls even, like, I was, like, you guys need to stop or whatever. Like, stop basically saying stuff about her. And, like, I just can't get over the scream. It is... It was scary. It was terrifying. Like, I'd never seen someone scream like that in person. It was scary. I was scared. But all I could do was defend her and try and calm her down. That's all I could do.
We have so many stories from this. We have a couple more things to say.
Wait.
But, like, we could go, rant about this school.
I still have another little story about Sally. So, this also involves one of my other friends. And we're just gonna call her... What's a nickname?
Neen. Just call her Neen.
Neen? Neen. And so, I actually still, I'm pretty close with Neen. But at this time, it was, sixth grade. I don't remember what grade it was. But it was the same exact year, I'm pretty sure. And I just remember being in the cafeteria. And I don't remember where everyone else was. I remember now. So during this time, we would all get to go outside the cafeteria. Because there was, like, these doors right somewhere in the cafeteria that, like, had access to go outside.
Yeah, it was like recess.
Yeah, so like we were allowed to have like recess and stuff, and some people were allowed to stay in, you know, like do whatever. And so it was me, Sally, and Neen at one of the tables at the cafeteria while everyone else was like, you know, outside doing whatever. And so I just remember there was this one specific band called Blood on a Dance Floor. So, like, at this time, it was, like, me and Neen always listened to them. We were always listening to them. And it's quite surprising, even, like, I don't know if like, you knew
about it. I know. I don't think I ever heard about it.
You never heard about it?
And, like, to be honest, in sixth grade, I think it was. I don't think it was fifth grade. In sixth grade, me and Jess, we didn't talk at school. We were in, like, different friend groups. Mm-hmm. But we talked outside of school 24/7.
For real. Oh, my God. But, like, there was just, like, this... It's some weird band on Blood on the Dance Floor. And, like, me and
anyone
me,
who doesn't know, look up Candyland.
Oh,
rated
God.
R.
Oh, for real. Beware. So, like, we would just constantly hear that, listen to it, and, like, laugh and whatever. And at the time, I was, like, all about the music. But anyway, I just remember this was the most ridiculous argument I've ever heard between two people. But I just remember suddenly they started arguing about the group, the band. And talk, like, arguing about who knew them first. It was really stupid. But then again, we were, you know, middle school. It was young. And, you know, it was a stupid argument. But it just, like, it was so weird and crazy. And, like, I just remember them going back and forth. They were like, oh, well, I knew them longer. Like, I seen them this and, like, at this time, whatever. And then Sally's over here like, I knew them since I was in preschool. And... and I just look at them and like I was so fed up with this argument because like at that time I was just like this is so like stupid, like why are y'all arguing about this? And I was like, y'all need to calm down, like who cares who knew that when them like first or whatever. And like they were going at it, they were arguing and they were so close to like actually fighting, and I'm just here like, what the hell? Like, it's not something to fight over. And, like, they just, like, finally calmed down. And, like, they're really just mad at each other. And I'm just here, like, how can people argue over something so stupid?
Like, I don't know. We did a lot of stupid things. There were a lot of stupid fights there.
For real.
I think it was, third or fourth grade. I think you were in my class. And, like, basically, it was still lead line. Because it was lead line till like, what? Fifth grade. And like, oh, it cracks me up though.
what happened?
Basically what happened is we were on our way to the library and like we passed the cafeteria to go to the library, and from the library if you took a couple steps you could see down the hallway. You remember, like, here's the library. You guys can't see this. This is for Jess.
Yeah, because I'm slow.
Here's the library and like cafeteria, right? Cafeteria. And then you could see the hallway to go down. So basically I hear screaming, and I turn around, and there's this girl crying, like, really mad, and I was like, oh my god, what happened to her, you know what I mean? And, like, as she, like, she goes by, and I noticed that, like, she's, like, crying, but she looks like she's bleeding from her head. She was missing, like, a chunk of hair, and I...
Oh, I'm sorry, shouldn't be laughing about this.
But as I, like, and then I hear, like, it sounded like... I'm trying to think of the it sounded like a Neanderthal, whatever the thing, I can't even say. It sounded like a whole caveman screaming down the hallway, and I like lean over, and there's like this bigger girl. I don't even think she was running. She was rolling down the hallway. She was going so fast. She was just, all I saw was like her, like, I could say this because I'm a fluffy person, and when I run, I jiggle. She was jiggling down that hallway,
oh my
holding
God.
A chunk of bloody hair, screaming, while our principal, who was a really big man, was running after her, and it was just, to be honest, they weren't running that fast. That's like the sad part, but like, it was fast for them.
Probably the fastest they ever run. God.
The school was so bad, they had policemen that were constantly there as, like, security.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They had, I remember at some point they never had a security, but then they had to get a security. Because it was just such a bad
There were so school. Many kids getting arrested at our school.
Yeah.
Like, that's how bad it got.
It was so... It's terrible. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, there was, like, a fight almost every day. Not even kidding. There was,
More than once a day.
Yeah, like, more than once a day. Like, it...
There were some funny things, though. There's this one kid that always got into fights.
Yeah, I know.
And, like, I remember, the teachers came and went so fast because they just couldn't handle the school, to be honest. Like, they came and went so fast. And the Spanish teacher, they could never get a hold of the Spanish teacher. And, like, I remember this kid. What name should we give him? Have you seen that Vine where it's like the student, he's like calling out names and it's like, shithead? It's Shatheed. We're gonna call him Shatheed. basically, he was screaming at like the Spanish teacher that he had to use the bathroom. And I remember just like kind of sitting next to him and he was like, bruh, please, I'm like asking you. But he was like being like, he was like, please, I am asking you, please let me pee. And like, I was just like, she was just like, no, you have to wait. And he was like, he was like crying, he had to pee so bad. Like, this was bad. And like, she was not letting him go. These damn clocks. Sorry. Shatheed, like, it got really quiet for a moment, and Shatheed all of a sudden, like, after like yelling, like screamed and was just like, there's about to be some yellow lemonade on the floor. Let me pay. And he walked out of the classroom.
My God.
He walked out of the classroom. That kid always passed gas. Like all the time. It was worse than this other kid who always passed gas too. By the way, I always was sat next to him because my name was close to his. And, like, I remember he'd, like, every single, like, I mean, every day he'd pass gas and it'd be loud. Like, it'd echo off the, like, it'd echo. And, like, all I remember is, like, one day, you know, it was close to my appendicitis. So, like, I let one slip. I'm not gonna lie. But it was loud. And, like, echoed off the chair.
Gosh.
But thank God he was sitting next to me. Everyone said it was him.
That's what happens for a majority, you know?
And I let it happen.
Oh my God.
There were so many fights. Like, the music room was a big room for, like, fighting.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember this one girl getting picked up by her weave, swung around, her weave went one way, and she went the other way. And all I can remember is, like, nowadays, I'm like, she got sister snatched! And I'm like,
oh my God.
It was funny.
Oh my God, speaking about that, oh my God, I remember there was this one day, and it was like years ago. It was like at the time where like we would go out to the playground because we were so young at the time. And so like I remember going, we were walking back into, wait no, I'm pre- yeah, we were walking back into the school after the playground and stuff. And like, I'm not even kidding, I was walking behind these like two people that are like arguing, and let me just remind you, like, it's a boy and a girl, they're arguing, and all of a sudden the boy, he like grabs her by like the braids and lifts her up and slams her onto the pavement, and I'm just here like, well damn. Never seen this happen before. It was just so like shocking.
And they like fight over the stupidest shit,
for real. Like, it's just like, I'm so glad I ended up leaving the school at some point, but like, honestly, I've just been there my whole life, so like, it doesn't really change the fact that I moved at like literally 8th grade. I literally moved like halfway through 8th grade, but still, I was still glad I went to a whole different school at that time.
Yeah, like, I remember, I don't remember if you were there, but basically we had like, if we went on a field trip, we had like buddies, and like, there was like, you know, lead line, and like, it'd be the line leader, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah, yeah.
Every single month, someone would be different, and I remember like, the teacher was like, everything from school is still the same. You just have a buddy that you walk with in line. And, like, I was like, okay, damn. I was the line leader, man. And, like, he's a line leader. And, like, I remember going to, like, see something with my partner, you know.
My partner.
And all I remember is, like, oh, her name was Naomi, I think, or something.
Don't
remember.
Be exposing her.
She was like second grade. Like, she stayed for like a month, so it doesn't matter.
She
had like blonde hair, you remember?
Yeah.
Then like, she was my partner, and like, basically there's this one girl, and like, she was like, I was just sitting there, bro. I was just sitting there. I was chilling. I was just ready to leave. Yeah. And she comes up to me, and she's like, she gets really mad at me, and I was just like, hey. Like, the teacher told me, you know, I'm gonna use my little kid voice. The teacher told me that everything applies. Like, I was being honest. I was like, everything applies. And I was just like, not about to fight about it. I was just like, okay, you can keep in front of me, like, in a lot. And like, basically her partner was like,
oh yeah.
And like, basically her her partner was like, no, that's not right, man. Like, just, like, get behind her. It's not that big of a deal. I remember the teacher having to hold her back because she was going to punch me.
What the heck?
I got into a bunch of fights. I remember one of our friends, who has the same name as me, by the way, beating this one kid around a bush who ended up dating me for a day, which is funny.
Oh, wow.
I remember her chasing him with, a tree branch around a tree about to beat his ass and, like, screaming. I remember her wanting to fight me and then me saying, like, oh, it was this, not this. And then her, like, all of a sudden, like, crying and hugging me.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
Because she was just like, really? Oh, my God. Like, that's such an awful thing to do. And I was like, I didn't know. She was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I let my anger get the best of me. And she, like, hugged me and never got mad at me again. If you're nice...
Most
people, they're pretty good, but, like, they're gonna get mad at you over stupid shit, and that's cool.
Yeah, like, she's, like, there's, like, people that, like, constantly always have an attitude, and honestly, she is kind of like that. She has, like, the attitude, but, like, she usually uses her attitude, like, when she's defending herself, and she would get in fights and stuff whenever it, like,
she's
involved
just sassy,
her.
To be honest.
Yeah, like, she's sassy and stuff, but honestly, if you're on her good side and you're actually friends with her, she's pretty cool to, like, be with, like, hang around with.
Just broke a pen, don't worry about that.
Girl, speaking from my side, I shouldn't be worried because it happens every day, the markers and stuff.
Yeah.
But, I forget what I was going to say. I was going to say something, but I just literally just, it came out, like, disappeared.
There's so much stuff that's happened in that school. Like, I remember our friend, Neen. Mm-hmm. She had this crush on this dude that walked real weird, dude. Like, real weird.
Oh, my God.
Like, he'd, like, sway from side to side when he walked. But, like, on his tiptoes. I used to be able to, like, I perfected the way he walked just because I thought it was so funny. He looks like a penguin on his tippy toes.
And, like,
what should his name be? His name's gonna be,
Rich.
Rich.
Rich. Just
Rich.
Say
Rich. Rich. So Neen had the biggest crush. biggest crush on Rich. And I remember I was pretty good friends with Rich because there was someone else that I talked to that was, like, in his grade because he was in upper grade. And I was like, hey, Rich, like, come meet my friend Neen. And, like, I knew she had a massive crush on him, but, like, basically, like, she was standing at, against a wall, right? And, like, to her right, imagine, is, like, a hallway. And she was, like, probably, like, a step in front of the wall. And if she turned right, she could walk right down the hallway next to her. And basically, I was like, come here, Rich. Like, here, this is my friend Neen. Neen, this is my friend Rich. And, like, I remember Neen just, like, freezing, staring at him. And then screaming apples. Like, literally screaming apples because she didn't know what to say. Turning around, running down the hallway, and tripping and falling. And him just, like, and then him just staring at her because he just didn't know what to do. And he was just like, is your friend okay? And I was like, it's just been a bad week. And then, like, him, like, walking off. Like, she was so obsessed with him. I think, like, at one point when she was in the nurse's office, I think she told me she pretended to be sick. And then looked on the computer because he had been in there last. And, like, saw and knew, like, everything about him. Like, his locker number. Everything.
God.
His height. Everything. She, like, stalked what he smelled like at one point. And I was like, how'd you do that? And she was just like, he left his sweater somewhere. And I smelled it. And I was just like.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, I was afraid she was going to become a stalker. Like, in the future.
What kind of stalking thing is this? Like, sneaking and grabbing stuff that isn't even hers and it belongs to someone that she likes. Like, that's weird.
Like, I like people, but it don't go that far. Like,
yeah, for real. But she's special. She's special.
She's real special.
What I still can't remember, because, like, there's so much that happens, honestly, in that school that, like, there's so many stories, but, like, it's, like, so many that I can't think about one specific one to, like, actually talk about other than the ones I already said.
I remember me and you crying because there was this teacher, this math teacher, and basically she said that if you ever sneezed, you get written up. Like, how could you prevent a sneeze? And, like, and she was, like, very, very prominent on, like, being quiet. And, you know, me and Jesse, we were little assholes, so, like, we'd had a computer in front of us, and we'd look up fat animals. for no reason, just because they made us laugh, and we'd be finding these funny pictures, and we'd be crying.
For real. Oh my god, you could never put me and you in a class together.
No, like, ever. Because all we did was cry the entire time.
Honestly, like, we'd be laughing so hard, like, everyone around us would just look at us like we're crazy. Like, it was that much that we would laugh.
No, we would be laughing so hard that there'd be no sound coming out, and we would be gasping for air. So the teacher wouldn't be yelling at us because we'd be loud. She'd be yelling at us because we'd be gasping so loud. Like, we were, like, dying for air because we were laughing so hard. And to be honest, that's still us.
For real. I feel like nothing would ever change about that. That we just laugh. Like, we were laughing at the start of this. We were dying.
Crying, yeah. It does not take much. One little word and it sets us off like children. We'll be crying. The
teapots.
Like, yeah, all of a sudden, like, people will be like, the tea is ready.
For real.
It's bad. It's the smallest things, too. We've always been the type of people where we could not talk for, like, 2 months. And then out of nowhere be like, hey, do you want to get together? We'll get together. And the very first thing we do, the very first thing, is one of us gets in the vehicle and we just look at each other and we cry. Because we just laugh at us looking at each other.
For real. It's that, like...
Let's try and prove that. Wait, we're going to try and be serious for a minute.
Oh, I was just about to start talking about a story, but okay.
Ready? Okay, three. What the heck? Because you already started with the teapot, okay? Wait, let's try. Give us a second. Oh my god! What's so funny? Like, literally nothing's funny, and we would cry. It's bad! It was brutal, because we have like 10 minutes left. Okay, ready? We weren't even looking at
just everything. Like, you just even hear and you breathe crack me up. Just one little breath and I start laughing. Like,
and then, like, you cry. Like, it's bad. Okay. Three. I'm just gonna say one. Like, okay. Okay.
Stop.
Oh my god, we really got it. Oh my god.
I can't breathe.
When she finally gets to a point of laughter where she can't breathe, she goes
for real,
like a dog panting.
My only source of like being able to breathe somehow.
Okay, ready? One.
When you look at me like that.
Like, what? It's my normal face.
Oh, I'm sweated. Oh my god.
I'm sweated?
You were like, one.
You look like Gabriel Glenn.
Oh. Why? Is it because I'm fluffy? Oh,
no. God. It's because whenever he looks at someone, or like he acts like he's like turning around surprised, his eyes go really wide, but like.
Oh,
it looks like he has no eyelids, so like he's just.
Oh my god.
Okay, so you had a story before we wrapped this up?
Oh yeah, it was. I wanted to talk about it like when we were talking about the whole like. That you were like, I'll let one out, you know, like about like in school or whatever, and they all thought it was the boy that always like farted. So like, this was probably. And I give up. I don't know what grade. But there was this one boy who sat right beside me. And I remember I had these boots. Oh, Lord. I don't know why I wore these boots. But I just remember they had, like, zippers on the back. Or on the side. I don't remember. It was either on the back or the side. And I remember bending over. And he was, like, in the seat beside me. Like, imagine, like, there's two. Like, I'm trying to be
like, just because, like, we're younger and I could just imagine all the embarrassing things. I either imagine A, because we had to wear uniforms. This was the school, you had to wear uniforms. God. So, A, like, the uniforms never fit fluffy people. So, if you bent over, your ass was out. Like, there was no stopping it. So, I was thinking either you were going to say that you bent down and your whole booty crack was out. Or, like, you farted and, like, he was gone. He becomes Shigaraki real quick.
Oh my god. died. I swear.
Like, and another one but dust.
Let me talk, girl. Okay. So just imagine two dust next to each other. And, like, just imagine, like, how you normally would sit. Mm-hmm. And then just turn into the side. Like, it's so confusing to try and, like, explain. But, like, I was on the left side of, like, from where I was sitting. And he was on my right. So, like, just imagine, like, turning so my back was facing him. Mm. And I just remember bending over to fix the boots. And as I bent over, I farted. And I'm not even kidding. Like 4 minutes. Oh my god, I'm not even kidding. Yeah, I turned around so quick. And me and him just looked at each other like he was like, did you fart? I was like, no, did you? And he was like, no.
Me and this kid be lying. Like, we oh my god, this poor kid got blamed for all the farts.
But, like, I just wouldn't confess. And he was like, then what was that sound? I was like, it was my boot, probably. And he was like, oh, really? Then do it again. And I was like, I can't. I was so embarrassed, though.
It was probably my boot.
Oh, my god, we gotta hurry up. Oh,
oh my god.
Oh, that was so funny. Oh, my head's already hurting from laughing so hard. Okay.
This is probably the one podcast that we've laughed hard.
Yeah, like, we'll usually just, like, laugh and, like, kind of, like, stop whatever. But
we've been non-continuous, like,
this whole podcast.
It's been us, like, our ugly laughs. It reminds me of those memes that's, like, the uglier the laugh, the better the personality, I hope.
Oh my god, oh my, you have a great personality.
You too, girl.
Oh my god, we gotta hurry now, though.
Alright, so, I think we should probably close it.
Just close it. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Oh man, there's so much that we talked in this podcast. Oh my god.
But we've really exposed ourselves. Anyways.
It's already 4:19 a.m., so yeah, it is a good idea to close it now, so yeah.
Time to turn in.
And so, you know, go to sleep. So, okay, so yeah, that's...
Let's pray none of us wake up and we're done.
Shigaraki came in. Oh my god. No, Shigaraki crawled out of her asshole. Oh my god, that's so funny.
Oh my god, why'd you say that?
Because I just imagined, like, the fart being really, like, deadly. And it's just like, Shigaraki using his quirk. Like, the gas is just, like, his quirk all of a sudden. So I'm saying Shigaraki crawled out of her ass. What the fuck? Everything in this room turned into ass.
The way you said it, everything in this room turned into ass. Alright, we better close it before we cry. As always, this is the Cure Cosplay with
Jesse Cosplays.
And we'll catch you guys again. We're so...
All that laughing just, like, knocked the energy out of us. So, yeah. That's it for the podcast. I'll see you in the next podcast.